The ruling by Judge Richard Neese says the law's requirement that every voter present a valid photo ID at the polls violates Article 3 of the state's constitution. Judge Neese quotes from a state Supreme Court ruling from more than a century ago that reads in part, "No constitutional qualification of an elector can be abridged, added to, or altered by legislation or the pretense of legislation." Neese's ruling is a response to a suit against the law brought by the Wisconsin League of Women Voters. League spokeswoman Andrea Kaminsky says she's pleased with language in the ruling that compares the law's restrictions to the voter fraud it was designed to prevent.
He says voter fraud is no more poisonous to our democracy than voter suppression. Indeed, they are two heads on the same monster.
The ruling comes just days after another Dane County judge issued a temporary injunction against the law. Meanwhile, the director of the State Elections Division, Kevin Kennedy, says until a higher court rules, his office won't be implementing the photo ID requirements.
Ultimately, the state Supreme Court is the final decision on this because both of those issues were raised under the Wisconsin Constitution. We still have two other cases pending in federal court on this, but it simply means pending appeal. At this point, we don't have photo ID to be used for the April 3rd election.
Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen released a statement saying he will appeal Judge Neese's ruling because he believes the law is consistent with the state constitution. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.